welcome to Spectator Sport. I'm Zach Roach along with my partner, Mr. Adi Wally. Oh my goodness. We have finally made it. We are here and we're talking about boxing supremacy, and we got a big time matchup. And for this big time matchup, we had to bring Tion here to help us. We had to bring Byron in to really educate us. So let's talk about Errol Spence versus Terrence Crawford. Errol Spence, 28-0, 22 knockouts, 5'9" assassin. Terrence Crawford, 39-0, 30 knockouts, 5'8". I mean, this is the matchup we've been waiting for the last few years, and I personally can't wait. So I'm gonna start with you on this one, Byron. What challenges does Errol Spence face going against somebody like Bud Crawford? And shout out to Byron. He's got the Bud Crawford special on right now with the shirt.
Bud. We see it.
Captain Car Accident is in trouble.
Oh, that's where we go.
Earl, you are fighting a fighter who will match you at southpaw. And the biggest challenge is that he's coming at you as a southpaw, but he really is orthodox. So what you're gonna have to worry about, Captain Car Accident, is that right hook. Because if you make a mistake, that right hook will be coming. Also, I don't really think Bud is gonna sit at the end of that jab. Although Spence has a absolutely amazing jab, Bud Crawford has ring generalship. And he's not going to sit at the end
for
of
sure.
it. Because what he is a massive and a very good counterpuncher.
For sure.
So you're going to have to watch that high production, because he's going to be looking to counter everything that you do. Also, you're looking at a fighter that might have probably the greatest ring IQ that you've ever faced.
Okay.
And you guys, this is going to be a chess match.
That's true.
But you have to understand, Bud Crawford is used to switching styles through his entire fight.
Yes.
Sean Porter, who I had as a very high IQ fighter, said this, that this man switched styles so much that I was confused. He would come orthodox, he would go southpaw. This guy's going to switch and give you so many multiple targets, and at the end of it, is a fighter who can knock you clean out.
Yeah, Terrence Bud Crawford definitely has the power. Tion, same question to you.
Yeah.
Facing Bud Crawford, big time matchup. What is Errol Spence's fate going up against?
I'm pretty much mirroring what Byron said. You know what I'm saying? The first thing I wrote was counterpunching. Like, he's one of the best counterpunchers in boxing. Like, period. His pure instincts on how and when is there. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's bar none. Like, if you Errol Spence, like, you have to know that he can time you at any minute. He just can. He's that good. Yeah. This isn't without catching your rhythm. Yeah. He's just that good.
Yeah.
His instincts are that good. Again, the southpaw stance and the awkward movement. Like, he moves more awkward than we probably give him credit for. And that's not a bad thing with really good boxers. Lomachenko.
Yeah. True.
Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah.
Very awkward. Yeah. Very unorthodox as far as how they can move, where they will bounce to, how they have slipped the certain punches. You know what I'm saying? And Spence got to know, like, he can do that at any given moment. And the third thing was, man, it's the bounce. It's the bounce. If Crawford can catch a groove early, he moves a little. You can see it. He starts to bounce a little more. You know what I'm saying? And it's like his confidence goes to a place to where he don't think he can be beat in those moments. And can he do that early? We will see. But those things, Errol Spence got to be cognizant of at all times.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, same question. What do you see? What is Errol Spence going against in Bud Crawford?
Well, you know what? He got some challenges. Bud Crawford, 100% knockout percentage as a welterweight, okay?
Jeez.
And Crawford can mix it up in a phone booth with some controlled brawling.
Mm-hmm.
He's a top-notch counterpuncher.
Mm-hmm.
He can bounce around and box you orthodox or southpaw.
Mm-hmm.
He's showing more power in his left hand. Sean Porter came at him with a right and left hook combination, but Bud Crawford just stepped back, avoided both punches, and countered with a left uppercut, which put Sean Porter down in the 10th round.
Okay.
Later in that round, Bud Crawford went ahead and finished him, and Sean Porter's father threw in the towel, stopped the fight, and Bud Crawford became the only fighter to ever stop Sean Porter.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sean Porter's a good fighter. Yeah, man, let's be real.
Hall of Fame. Whether we want to talk about what he has a Hall of Fame resume.
He was a great fight against Errol Spence, who couldn't stop him, and Bud Crawford. So, and Errol Spence Jr. in a recent interview, he was talking like Bud Crawford's power is overrated. Okay, but. And Earl,
you gotta sell a fight. We all know the truth, but he's gotta sell a fight.
He was
downplaying his power.
And so I looked at Errol Spence Jr.'s last fight against Ugas, and in that fight, in the sixth round, before Ugas knocked the mouthpiece out of his mouth, Ugas connected with a right hand that made Errol Spence stumble. He was off balance. And then here comes Ugas with a right hook and a right uppercut, which knocked the mouthpiece out of his mouth.
Yeah.
And Errol Spence Jr. is looking around, looking dazed and confused, looking for his mouthpiece and everything. Ugas comes with the left hand, then a right hook. Errol Spence Jr. falls into the ropes. He's looking, no one's ever seen him that vulnerable ever. I've never seen him look that vulnerable ever in the fight in his career. And that's what Ugas made, the biggest blunder of his career, one of the biggest blunders I've ever seen a boxer make in history. Yo. He should have just mauled him. He should have came at him.
Aggressive.
Put the pedal to the metal and full throttle, but I don't know if Ugas thought that the ref was going to start doing a standing eight count, because he did. You know, when some boxers fall into the ropes, some people think that's a knockout, a knockdown.
Yeah,
but he didn't come at him, and then eventually the ref called a time, which was very controversial.
To get the mouthpiece.
So he called ref call time, so Errol Spence Jr. can find the mouthpiece.
They did box for a little bit though.
They did box for a little bit.
And Errol wasn't like looking like, hey, can you call one? He kept fighting.
He didn't call for time. You're right. He did keep fighting, but when he was fighting, you could tell.
He was dazed a little bit. He was thinking about it.
You take a couple shots to the face like that, you're going to be a little bit.
In the post press conference, he immediately was like he wasn't hurt, but you clearly were hurt.
He was hurt.
He needed a minute. He had to get himself together. Ugas as a fighter was so interesting because he's kind of like straight down the pipe. He doesn't do anything too. Like, he is so. But I'm just saying his style. It wasn't a whole bunch of like, okay, I'm trying to catch you over here. It was kind of right here.
Yeah.
I'm right here, and I can't go any further.
Right.
And for some reason, it frustrated Earl a little bit sometimes. Like, and it's interesting to see that just in boxing in general.
And Ugas had a grand opportunity to pull off one of the greatest upsets in boxing history.
Yeah.
And he squandered it. And after that run, when he got that mouthpiece in, he dominated him.
The doctor had to stop the fight.
The man, right eye, couldn't see out the right eye.
Mr. Potato Head, the whole nine.
Yeah, and so.
I mean, you sit in front of a Spence jab for seven rounds, that's how you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, hit me.
Yeah.
But
yeah, then, right now.
Bud Crawford's power is much more potent than Ugas.
Yes.
So for the first time in Errol Spence Jr.'s career, he got to be more elusive, be more defensive. You can't just sit there and eat punches and come with your more powerful punches. So that's the biggest chance for Errol Spence Jr. avoiding those big shots.
Yeah, y'all all made good points. And I just, Tion brought it up earlier, the point, you can just tell when Bud is in his groove. And when he gets in that groove, he starts sticking that tongue out. He starts smiling. That's when he's feeling it's different. Yeah, he feels like you can't hurt him. There's nothing you're gonna do. So like,
it's crazy.
That's Errol Spence is gonna have to definitely not let him get into that mode. Because once he gets in that mode, it could be a long night.
There's nothing you can do.
So let's talk about the opposite side of this, Tion. Let's talk about now Bud Crawford. We just talked about Errol Spence. Bud Crawford is probably facing the best fighter he's fought too.
No question.
What challenge does he face against Errol Spence Jr.?
This is the first thing. This Errol Spence fights with controlled aggression.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just aimlessly him trying to bully you and do all this. First off, he goes forward, but it's not, his attack is calculated. It's basic. It's really basic. He's gonna hit you with the jab and then hit straight left hand. When he get close enough, he go touch your body. What are you gonna do? Which one are you? And then that's when he starts to throw the little short uppercuts in close. You know what I'm saying? He'll step back a little bit, try to hook to the head. Like it's a lot that he can do with that, and that's what I'm saying. Controlled aggression, like it's crazy. And Bud, this is the first time Bud is gonna fight a fighter that is gonna actually have that same work rate. 21, 22 punches a round, yeah. Every round.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be heavy. And I just alluded to it, the jab, straight left hand. It's like so simple. He a southpaw fighter. Like, right. You know what I mean? And it's so basic, but he's so fundamentally sound. He makes it look like it's exotic sometimes. I mean, it is not. He's just, that's boxing.
Yeah.
It's just boxing. You know what I mean? He gets close enough, he touches your body. He breaks you down, he makes you think where, up or down, and then he starts to pick and choose. You know what I mean? And again, I alluded to it on that one, the body shots. This dude is, that's his aim. His aim is to touch Terrence Crawford's body.
Yeah.
Like at one point, and I think Terrence Crawford needs to be leery of, don't try to exchange with him when you see that he's trying to exchange like heavy. Sometimes it's good to move. You're an elusive dude. You're way more elusive than Errol is.
Yeah.
Use it. It's to your benefit.
True.
It's an advantage.
Yeah.
You do this every fight. This fight you might have to do a little more. And that's not a knock. You gotta know know your personnel.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So the controlled aggression, the basic straight left hand, the jab straight left hand that sets up everything, the body shots, that consistency, he does it every fight, every round, every time. That's what I think Terrence Crawford needs to try to combat somehow. I don't know.
You bring up a good point about the southpaw. It's just eerie. When that the part of the fight when Bud Crawford switched to southpaw, both of them southpaw, I want to see how that goes.
Yeah. How it starts.
Yeah. Alright, talk to me. What challenges is Bud Crawford facing against Errol Spence? What Errol Spence bring to the table that Bud Crawford need to be weary of?
Well, you know what? Even though Bud Crawford has great power, Spence Jr. has a great chin.
Mm-hmm.
And he's never been knocked down in his entire career, mm-hmm. okay? And it's been nearly a decade since Bud Crawford has won a fight without knocking down his opponent at least once. It's back in 2014 against Ramondo Beltran,
okay?
Where you're going. And so Crawford's biggest challenge, putting himself in position to win this fight, even if he doesn't score a knockdown in this fight. And that's going to be very difficult because Bud Crawford usually gets off to a very slow start to fights, okay?
Yes.
And against Sean Porter, in the first round, he threw only 15 punches. That's it. Errol Spence Jr. is the exact opposite. Against Ugas, in the first round, he threw 73 punches.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, the thing, you would think Errol Spence Jr. would slow down, get fatigued and all that. No, the man is a machine. He's coming at you with those southpaw jabs, those shots to the body like Tion was talking about, those left hooks, okay? He's constantly coming forward, like Tion said, controlled aggression. Constantly coming forward.
Yeah.
So Bud Crawford is going to have to slow him down with some big shots, and he's going to have to impress the judges with a much more higher punch count.
There you go.
I agree. I think
that's a good point. That's a good point.
The fact that he's, and I just want to, the fact that Terrence Crawford is a counterpuncher, I think he really has to pick really good, just be a natural counterpuncher, but pick some really good, because he can throw really good shots. We all know that. He can catch you with certain shots that just Errol Spence and other fighters, it ain't about Errol Spence, other people can't do this. Y'all can't do this. He can. And I think if he relies on that, he can negate that a little bit. A little bit with Errol Spence. I just want to throw that.
That's great. So, Brian, I'm definitely interested to hear your take on this.
Yeah.
I know Bud Crawford, I know he's been the man, but, you know, as a Bud Crawford fan, what do you think he needs to be wary of with Errol Spence?
I thought a lot about this question. This question was very hard to come up with an answer, and actually, Adi came up with the only answer that I had. The only thing that Bud Crawford has to worry about from Errol Spence is his fast starts. Bud Crawford does take off the first few rounds, but Bud Crawford takes off a few rounds
to process
because he wants to get your timing and he wants to set up your shots.
He's going to process everything.
Because Bud Crawford doesn't go decision at 147.
He don't.
Bud Crawford knocks you out.
He's a tank.
What I want you to do, I want you to take from what these two guys just said, and they basically gave you the recipe for the destruction of Errol Spence. and that is a high volume puncher.
That's heavy.
And what a counterpuncher, the skill of Bud Crawford wants is to fight somebody who's going to keep throwing punches. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because that's more opportunities for me to counter you.
Yeah.
And also, Bud Crawford he's very elusive, which my esteemed host just already told you guys. That he's very elusive. So I really do feel like the confidence that you see from Bud Crawford is because although this is a great fight, you said it yourself, his offense is very basic. And a basic fighter to fight someone with the power and the elusiveness of Bud Crawford is easy money. And the judges will be the biggest role in this fight. And that's because if Errol Spence can stay up, his output will be an extra oomph on every single round. Because I do feel that Errol Spence will out-punch Terrence Crawford. But it's how long will
he's been doing it.
Errol Spence stay conscious in this fight? No. That's where we need to go. Everything that we're saying. And so to answer your question, I have to answer your question.
Yeah.
And the answer to the question.
Well, we're going there now. We might as well go there.
The answer to the question is.
We might as well go there.
That Bud Crawford has to be leery of the first five rounds. But I am supremely confident that after those first five rounds, then we will see what Bud Crawford truly is.
Okay. I like it. Only thing for me, I'm a little worried. Bud Crawford defenses, I wouldn't say is the greatest defense in the world. Yeah, I mean, he does leave himself open for some shots.
Likes to
fight. A lot of them.
Be mindful of just taking those shots against Errol Spence. I'm not, with everything you said, but his defense is lacking, and y'all both said, Crawford might have to move around a little bit more in this fight, and his defense has to be better this fight. But if he's shown in fights, even against Porter and a couple other fights, where he can be touched, he leaves himself open to get rocked.
So a few times. A little bit too much.
You know, so that's the only thing that has scared me about this fight. So, Adi, we previewed it, we talked about it, we've been waiting for it, and it's finally here. Who wins this fight? Errol Spence or Terrence Crawford?
Well, if this fight if this fight goes a full 12 rounds with no knockdowns, Spence Jr. is gonna win this fight. You know what I'm saying? But mainly because we talk about. He has a very high punch count.
Yeah.
That impresses the judges. That's why Devin Haney beat Lomachenko. He is high punch count. He's punching, you know what I'm saying? And that impresses the judges, alright? And so what I'm gonna say is I just can't see Errol Spence Jr. getting knocked down in this fight. I get Errol Spence Jr. winning.
Ooh,
I love it. I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah.
This is great.
All right, Bob.
I know we know where you're going.
Well, he might change his mind. You never know.
He's not.
But any chance, you give Spence any chance in this fight. Any chance.
I'm very disappointed in him.
Yes.
He's someone that I truly respect. And after this goes off the air, I will give him a very stern talk.
This is a legacy show.
I'm gonna tell you exactly when I went through this, because when you get into boxing, sometimes you have to take the emotion out of it. But I'm an emotional guy. You know, I'm a Manny Pacquiao fan. I love those fighters that aren't afraid to fight anybody, those fighters that don't crash cars to get out of tough fights. I'm a fan of that blue collar fighter that put the best in front of me and I will make the best fall. And that
is
who I'm going to pick in this fight. Listen, I understand the Spence stands are going to look at this video. You're cursing me out. My name's Byron, by the way. Just throw that in there when you're cursing me out. The fact of the matter is, guys, your fighter, as great as he is, has a very basic offense. And he's not fighting a defensive fighter. He's not fighting a fighter that is one-dimensional, which I know everybody has brought this thing up about people's resumes. But for me, it's what you do in the ring.
I agree.
To hell with the resume.
I agree.
Crawford dominated 140. Crawford moved up to 147 and he knocked out every single person that he fought.
Yep.
And he's going fishing on the 29th.
Ooh.
I will tell you how this fight starts.
What type of fish?
First five rounds, Errol Spence will win four of them. 4-1. And I'm going to give you that. Throw the party in. Get the strippers out. Get the good dip. Get the barbecue. Ooh. Because in the sixth round, you're going to see who Terrence Crawford is. And a lot of Spence fans haven't seen Crawford. Crawford is slow for a reason. He's meticulous. And his shots hurt. He's going to catch you when you're vulnerable.
He's a computer.
And my thing is, when I was looking at this, I looked at the analytics of it.
I agree.
Because I want to see what Crawford did with someone with a frame like Spence. Because Spence is a big guy for 147.
Yes, sir.
And I found a name.
154.
Julius Ndago.
Okay.
5'10", 71 and a half reach.
Mm-hmm.
Very strong jab.
Mm-hmm.
Right hand.
Mm-hmm.
And what Crawford did was, he was a southpaw as well. Crawford started the fight southpaw right with him.
Oh,
but
wow.
But what problem that he ran into is, I'm not actually a southpaw. I'm very dominant as a southpaw, but I'm not actually a southpaw.
Indeed.
And if you run into my right hook, I can drop you with it. And that's exactly what happened. And I feel like that's what happens in this fight.
Ooh.
The first five rounds, Spence will be very tentative. You'll probably see him as tentative as you've ever seen. I don't expect a 73.
You think he will be tentative and win?
He will be tentative and win because Crawford has a slow output, because Crawford is looking for shots. That's what he's doing. And when he finds that shot, with him being over aggressive, and this is 5'10 coming down to 5'8. Body shotting a 5'8 guy, when you're the taller guy, that ain't good. That ain't good for you. And I feel he walks into a right hand. And the round that is going to happen is number 9.
Ooh.
Number 9. Mm. He will come into that round and he will be detached from consciousness. Crawford, knockout 9. Because like Adi alluded to, this cannot go to a decision. And it won't.
I love it. I love it. Tion, so
he brought fire.
Adi picked that, Spence.
That was fire.
Byron picked Bud Crawford.
That was fire.
So, are you the tiebreaker? Let's see. Who do you got winning this fight?
I have to be the tiebreaker.
All right, good. There's no choice. Wait, no, it's
so look.
It's,
yeah. Oh, yeah. My bad.
Yeah,
my
Steven number.
I can't believe you're against this. I feel it in my spirit.
No, so this is my whole thing.
Yeah.
I agree with Byron saying that the first five, I was surprised he said five. I thought he was going to say like three. But the first five rounds, yeah. Because this caliber fighter for him, for Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence, it's gonna take a couple more rounds. It's just different. Like this is creme de la creme. I dare say this might be the best two guys. And closer to the end of their prime, I'm gonna admit, closer to the end of their prime,
true.
But still in it.
But still in it.
Yeah.
This might be one of those 80s fights. This might be Hagler Hearns.
Durant Sugar Ray.
Yeah. I honestly believe that.
Yeah.
I honestly believe that, like, the tactician aspect on both aspects, on both fighters. I mean, we know what Terrence Crawford is. We know, and like you said, he's going to, it's a computer up here. He times, he figures out how you like to get into certain type of punches. Like, you know, when we talk in boxing, it's nuances. It's how you like to move into this punch.
And he allows how you to come in. He wants to fight.
He sees he can process. He can process that better than anybody in boxing, I believe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's going to be tough. But it's also going to be tough because as basic as Errol Spence is, it's also methodical and the execution is impeccable. It's not just basic like this is all I can do. It's basic as in, I want to break you down. And he said in the press, in the pressers, I'm going to break him down. If you go to any other presser he's ever had, guess what he says? I'm going to break him down. It's the exact same formula. Can you stop him on your ass? And with Terrence Crawford, I feel like that's going to be an issue. Ooh. It's going to be an issue. It's going to be an issue because he's not going to stop. And he's not just aimlessly throwing punches. It is all calculated.
Yeah.
When he steps, like you said, when he steps with the hook You know what I'm saying? And he comes back in, and he come. It's almost in the clinch, but he's fighting the whole time.
It's controlled.
Yeah. It's controlled aggression. And I feel like I don't know what's gonna happen when I see that. But I also feel like, what if Terrence Crawford gets that groove and start bouncing? Can Errol Spence combat that? Like, because when Terrence Crawford gets in that vibe, like,
that's the biggest fight in his life.
Like, man. I don't know what you can do. Yeah. But is he gonna
it's
be able to
fight in his life?
Terrence Crawford is like Steph Curry to me.
Okay, it's a grand analogy.
Oh, okay. Hit a couple shots.
Yeah.
Now you're dealing with something.
Always, yeah.
So is he gonna be able to hit a couple shots though? Because Errol Spence got underrated defense. He does not get credit for that. He fights on the inside to where it's a lot of drama.
Yeah.
And he don't get beat up. You gotta say something about that. It's not flashy. It's not, and that's why I say he's basic. So if we being real, I think it's gonna be a unanimous decision, Errol Spence.
Mm.
I don't think Terrence Crawford can knock him down. Yeah. I think the aggression is gonna stifle a little bit of what Terrence Crawford is best at.
Ooh.
I think Terrence Crawford is just too great for it to be any other way than I think it's going. I said, did I say
you? You said something. You said that.
Okay, yeah. I did not mean that. I think it's gonna be
a split.
Split decision.
A split. Yeah. I think it's gonna be a split decision.
Confliction.
He betting
on Crawford. On Crawford. He telling y'all Spence, but
no. On sorry, I didn't mean to say unanimous. Really, realistically, it's a split decision. I think it's gonna be a really good fight because I don't think either fighter is gonna be completely able to compose their will the way they fully want to on each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's gonna be because it's just too. But they're just too good, and I was literally saying 2 years ago, there's no way Spence could be Crawford. That was my mindset 2 years ago. When it got brought up and it was a big thing, you know what I'm saying? I was like, there's no way. As good as I think Spence is, there's no way he can beat Crawford. Yes, there is.
I just think that, you know what? I don't think Bud's gonna knock him down. And I think that Errol Spence
neither.
Is on his feet.
I don't think
no one's gonna get knocked down.
I don't think
neither. And he's gonna come down to the judges.
They're too
and
good.
Errol Spence Jr., his punch count
split.
His controlled aggression. He's constantly punching.
So he's gonna devastate.
Yes.
And he's
gonna win.
I say split.
I say
split.
I'm gonna tell y'all what's gonna happen. It's gonna be a 12. It's gonna be a 12 round fight, and it's gonna be a draw, and then we gonna do another show for the rematch. That's what's gonna happen. That's what's gonna happen. I'm Zach Rochelon, my partner, Mr. Adi Wiley. I wanna thank Tion and Byron for come schooling on this. We can't wait for Bud Crawford and Errol Spence. But until then, we out. Peace.
My man. My man.